Simon & Schuster Audio presents Twice in a Blue Moon by Christina Lauren. Read by Aaron Mallon.
One. June, 14 years ago. Nana turns to inspect the hotel room. Behind her, the curtains drifted closed with a whisper. With her dark, sharp eyes, she surveyed the cream and red decor, the generic paintings, and the television she no doubt found gaudily perched on the otherwise beautiful dresser. Never in my life had I been in a room this fancy, but her gaze, as it touched everything, read, "Given the cost, I expected more." Mom had always described this expression as pruney. It fit. My grandmother, only 61, totally looked like a piece of soft dried fruit when she got mad. As if on cue, she grimaced like she'd just smelled something sour. Our view is the street. If I wanted to stare at a city street, I could have driven to San Francisco. She blinked away from the dresser to the telephone on the desk, moving toward it with purpose. We aren't even on the right side of the building. Oakland to New York to London, landing just over an hour ago. For the longest leg, our seats were in the middle of a group of five, on the bulkhead row, where we were flanked on one side by a frail older man who immediately fell asleep on Nana's shoulder, and on the other by a mother with an infant. By the time we were finally situated in the hotel room, I just wanted a meal and a nap and a tiny patch of quiet away from Nana the prune. Mom and I had lived with Nana since I was 8. I knew she had it in her to be a good sport.